Hi, everybody. It is February 4th, 2019. And this is the Deany Truths Podcast. I'm your host, Deany. Hope you guys have been enjoying your day. Whatever time of day you're listening, whether it's the morning, the afternoon, the evening, hope you've been enjoying yourself. So, I can actually start telling you about my weight loss journey. Now, here's the thing, though. As I was on my way to the doctor, I got a call from the office, doctor's office saying that my doctor called out sick. So we had to reschedule. So I won't be able to see her until Friday. But because of that, I have to hold off for a few days. But nonetheless, I will tell you about what my journey has been like. So I lost 20 pounds in a total of 3 months. I am officially out of the 300-pound range. I am like 299 right now. So 20 pounds in 3 months. I mean, that's 60 days, I think. No, 3 months, that's 90 days. So I'm losing about 4.5 pounds. No, that doesn't sound right. My calculator is all messed up, but you know, in 3 months, I mean, that's pretty good. So I'm very happy about that. And I know there's plenty of other people out there that are extremely happy for me. But the journey's not over. I still have 100 more to go. I'm trying to get into that 190 range. But I haven't gotten there yet. You know, after the past few days, they've been very rough. So my eating has been all over the place. So it's not really the diet that's the issue. It's just like sticking into what I needed to eat, which is really important. I probably still need to get about at least a few hundred pounds. Now that I'm actually, I'll talk about exactly what I'm doing in terms of, when it comes to my flaws, but I'll talk about that near the end of the show. So because of that, these past few days, like, the eating's been all over the place. So I'm getting back into a routine so I can get my so I can focus on the good stuff, and then I can actually sleep better. I haven't been sleeping good the past few days either. In fact, I had to take a nap this morning, this afternoon. I had to get about 2 hours of napping in order to get this, in order to feel good. Even though I did the whole cardio today, I had to focus on cardio instead of strength training because I wanted to make sure I got back into the swing of things. So. Even though it was a cloudy day, I was able to get my 5 miles in, and I was able to do some high-intense cardio, although I had to start slow and then work my way back up again. So the strength training, I'm going to have to do that too. Take it slow, maybe have to lower the weight again. But I have a list of like the amount, like the maximum amount of weight that I can push with each of my different body parts, like my biceps, my arms, my triceps, all that. So I'm going to be staying with that. I've started making a schedule now, so that helps me with it. And that goes into one of the flaws that I'll talk about later. But with all that being said, I'm very happy with where I am right now. Plus, I'm, like in a previous episode, I'm going to be growing my hair out again. So I'm going to have like a, my hairstylist is like, how long are you growing it for? And I said, until I get the rock and roll style. So, I mean, people, I show pictures of myself with long hair and people like me like that, so I'm going back to it. I said I was going to do it when I lost all the weight, but I thought, you know, this will actually motivate me more to keep going. The fact that I'm growing everything out and I just don't look so ugly. Although I think that about myself. A lot of people don't, but I felt that way about myself for a long time. And I've said this before. So, with all that being said, that's the physical side of things. Now, mentally, what I started doing is I started listing all my flaws that I have. And I'm not going to go over them tonight. I'm gonna save that for tomorrow because I'm still making the list. I'm about three quarters done, but I'm not complete yet. So when I do, I am going to do an entire episode on all the flaws that I have. And I don't know if anybody can relate to these or anything at all, but like I was saying yesterday, I'm an extremely rare breed of person. That's why sometimes it's very hard for people to understand me. Probably because I don't do a good job of expressing myself a lot. So, but when it comes to this podcast, I mean, this is like almost a self therapy in a lot of senses. But no, this also I'm assuming there's people that go through the same things. But what I'm doing instead this time is I'm focusing on my own self so that maybe it can translate to other people. It's like maybe they're going through the same thing and not trying to be so much like a what's the word? Factual and try to provide I guess I guess try to open myself up more to emotionally, because I suffer from that. But I'll talk about that tomorrow. So I just wanted to talk about everything today, and I know I may sound a little off right now, but this is all new to me. This is all like looking at myself like very deeply. I mean, I've never done this before, so I'm like all these thoughts are coming in my head, and I'm starting to read now and I'm starting to meditate now. So, things have been changing for me, and I'm trying to grow myself personally so that I can ultimately achieve the things that I want to achieve. Like all the dreams that I said in the on like my in my dreams episode, like those are things that I really want to do. And I can't do them if I don't improve myself. So if I can't say if I can't work on myself, then I can't work with other people. And that's the cold hard truth about me that I needed to accept. So I need to stop doing that. So other than that, that's all I have for tonight. I'm gonna go into way more detail tomorrow, so I'm gonna finish making this list of all of my personal flaws and then sharing them with everybody tomorrow. So that way we can then you can that way you can get to understand me a little bit better because I don't really share this a lot. I mean, I had to talk to my friend Stephanie about this today, and she's been very helpful and she cares a lot. So, she's like one of the very few people I can trust with information like this. So, but anyway, with all that being said, I'm gonna leave you guys. So, if you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms that I'm on, they're in the description box, as long as all the other different podcasting platforms that I'm on, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, rate me however many stars you want to. Leave a review too. I kindly take anybody that anything anybody says. So, with that being said, I will leave you guys to it, whatever you got going on for the rest of your day, and I will catch you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, everybody.